The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to that place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of the three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me start off by apologizing, because this may be quite painful for a few of you. But let's pretend that we're back in high school. Even better, senior English class. Your assignment, due Friday, 5-page paper, comparing and contrasting the notion of kingship found in Shakespeare's Henry V and Richard III. What's your response? How do you react? Are you one of those that goes, "Hot dog, can't wait to start, this is going to be wonderful. How am I going to fit all of this into just 5 pages? Or is your reaction like mine? "Ugh, why me, Lord? This was an actual assignment I had, and I remember vividly starting off that assignment, sitting down at the brand new Commodore 64 that we had." Yeah, we were modern tech. "And grabbing both copies of Cliff's Notes. We weren't all that high tech. No internet. And then, well, maybe I'll change the fonts. Do you think I can get away with 14 point instead of 12? Double space instead of space and a half? Maybe 2.5? Oh, look, I can move the margins in. Well, 2 inches is too much, but maybe 1.5 inches. Oh, and don't forget the top and bottom. Footnotes. Is there any way I can get about 3/4 of a page worth of footnotes in this? And if I go to 4.5 pages, does that count as 5? And if that counts as 5, well, does 4.25 count as 5? You can relate? In other words, what's the bare minimum I can do and still call this thing a 5-page paper? What's the least amount of effort I can give and still say that I did the assignment? We've got something like that going on with the scholar of the law and the gospel this morning. Master, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Notice that Jesus doesn't answer him. Instead, you know the answer. What is it? Well, it's love God and love neighbor. Perfect. You have answered correctly. You know it. Now, just go do it. And don't worry about anything else. You're fine. Yeah, but who exactly is my neighbor? In other words, who do I have to love? Who do I not have to love? Who do I get to ignore, not pay attention to, treat horribly? What is the bare minimum expectation of love? What can I do least and still say that I'm a loving person? Now Jesus gives the answer. There is no minimum. There is no minimum on our love. There is no minimum on our discipleship. There is no changing of the fonts. There is no manipulation of the margins. Jesus does not want our minimum effort. Jesus expects our absolute best.